Greetings. Welcome back to IdahoPress.com. BJ Raines with you, the Boise State beat writer for the Idaho Press Tribune and our website, IdahoPress.com, coming to you after a Boise State victory, 34-17 over Nevada. Broncos 27 unanswered points in the second half after trailing 17-7 at halftime. But the big story of the game, starting senior quarterback Joe Southwick breaks his ankle on the first offensive play from scrimmage, and he's going to be out for a long time, possibly for the season. Grant Hedrick came in the backup and led the Broncos to victory. It's going to be his team now, and we'll get to what he brings to this offense here in a minute. But my guest is John Mallory from ESPN Boise. And John, a tough break losing Joe Southwick like that.
He was having such an efficient season, and I think just as, you know, Bronco Nation, this fan base, which has been tough on him in the past, just kind of when they were beginning to accept Southwick for the player he was, for the quarterback, for the leader he was, for what he could do well, just when they were, you know, kind of, you know, like I said, when he was accepted, and then for this to happen, and you're right, he's probably not going to come back, maybe late in the season, maybe a bowl game, we'll see. Best of luck to Joe. Just a real tough break, literally, for Bronco Nation. But, you know, next man up, that's Coach Pete's philosophy, and we saw that last night.
Southwick, the Broncos were trailing 7-0. Southwick scrambled, ran over to the left, was kind of tackled from behind, awkwardly out of bounds. He gained 7 yards on the play, but he didn't get up. He was in immediate pain, needed several seconds to get off the field, finally got some help over to a table. He limped off on crutches, eventually came riding back on a cart with a towel over his head. You knew it wasn't good. But Grant Hedrick, the backup quarterback who has played in every game this season sparingly in different little packages here and there, actually came in the Fresno State game and threw a touchdown pass in relief of Southwick, who was temporarily injured his shoulder. But, you know, more of a mobile quarterback. I guess before we get into specifically, you know, this game, just your thoughts on kind of Grant Hedrick taking over the offense now.
I got to commend him for coming in there. And, yeah, he's an experienced player. He's a fourth-year junior. He knows the system inside and out. He stays within his limitations, which is obviously running the ball. That opened up a ton of stuff for Jay Ajayi as well. Hedrick played like, you know, you would have hoped that a veteran backup would come in and play. I mean, they were down when he came in, obviously, you know, first series of the game, but they won the game. He played well. He was very efficient through the air. I mean, people are going to point out his rushing numbers, over 100 yards, first time since Z did that against Hawaii like 10 years ago, and Z had an 80-yard touchdown run. That's how he had 100 yards rushing that game. Hedrick didn't have the big one, but he was very, very, very good. And I thought, again, his passing, very efficient numbers throwing the football. All in all, I'd give Grant Hedrick a B+, A-minus grade. He played terrific.
Yeah, and the offense got off to a little bit of a slow start, and all the Joe Southwick, you know, haters out there were getting some fuel early on. And then Grant Hedrick really took over, 18 of 21 passing for 150 yards. Did have an interception on the opening drive on a tipped pass. But you mentioned his rushing yards, 8 carries, 115 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns. Had a 49-yard scamper in the second quarter, I believe, that kind of got the offense going, led to the Jay Ajayi touchdown. You mentioned Jay Ajayi, 24 carries, 222 yards, a career high, 3 touchdowns. Just seemed like, that running game really got going with that option. And Jay Ajayi said it after the game that he got kind of pumped up seeing what Hedrick was doing running the ball.
Yeah, and I think Jay Ajayi is tied for the national lead in rushing touchdowns, so he is having a tremendous season, an all Mountain West caliber year, and he's going to be the focal point of the offense moving forward. But I like what Hedrick did bring to the table, being able to run the ball with Ajayi. It seems like it's kind of freshening up this season. I can tell from fans I've read on Twitter and talked to that they're fired up about Hedrick coming in and the possibilities of maybe taking this offense to another dimension.
Nevada, obviously a rival. There's some history there. What is it? You know, what do you make of the defense shutting him out in the second half? I think only allowed like 45 yards in the third quarter. Just dominated him in the second half. Did not give up a point. They had the first and goal situation, I believe, late in the game. They stopped him. Did not let him score. That's a big deal, too, getting this defense going. That's 3 games in a row now. I know the first half they had trouble stopping him, but they made some nice adjustments in the second half. And overall, that's 3 games in a row the defense has started to look better.
Yeah, and the funny thing is you talk about adjustments, but nobody's really saying what the adjustments were. Coach Pete said, no, we didn't do anything. Brian Polian, Nevada's coach, said, no, I didn't see anything differently. It was just, maybe some effort, maybe the fact that Boise State was stealing some of the momentum with how they were playing on offense, kind of dipped into what Nevada was doing offensively. But, you know, Boise State's a better team than Nevada. They've been better than Nevada all season. Nevada's, you know, getting in a new coach into their system, so it's going to be a difficult year for them. But, on that a little bit more, BJ, Boise State, like I said, is just a better team, and they showed that last night, and, bring on the Cougars in Provo.
Couple of key stats before we preview that game. 407 yards rushing for Boise State, the fifth best total in school history. The most rushing yards for Boise State since they had 425 against Hawaii on October 29, 2004. The game you mentioned, Jared Zabransky, 123 yards rushing on the ground, was the last quarterback for Boise State to get over 100 yards against Hawaii in that game in 2004. Ajayi, the 10th player on Boise State to rush for 200 yards or more in a game. The first since Doug Barton did it in October 15, 2011. 35 yards rushing in the second half for that Boise State defense really stepped it up. And I guess the big one, 50 straight wins for Boise State in the month of October. And they're going to put that streak on the line. Nationally televised ESPN, 6 o'clock game at BYU next Friday. Boise State now 5-2, quietly kind of getting things going, and the competition level I think takes another step up, and Grant Hedrick's going to get a week of practice now to take the first team reps and go on the road for another tough game ESPN on Friday night.
Yeah, this is a rivalry too, just because there's so many football fans in the Treasure Valley, BJ. Before Boise State went to the Division I level or FBS level, most fans in this area, they were BYU Cougar fans growing up. From Gifford Nielsen to Mark Wilson to Steve Young, Jim McMahon, all those quarterbacks that BYU had, Robbie Bosco. This was Ty Detmer. This was kind of this fan base's home team. But obviously, since Boise State went to FBS, the Broncos have came in and done what they've done. So I consider this a rivalry because there's a lot of fans in the Treasure Valley who root for both of these teams. You mentioned it's on a Friday night. That's going to be fun. The silver lining in this game, I think, though, is that it is not a conference game. So, the wheels don't have to fall off on the Broncos' season if they are to lose this game, and it's going to be difficult. Taysom Hill, that BYU quarterback, can really move the football. They have a good offense, and this is going to be a fun game. Love those Friday night showdowns, too. Bronco Nation's going to be excited for this one with BYU.
Should be a lot of fun. Grant Hedrick, as I said, getting the whole week of practice to try to take the first team reps and get ready for this game. And like you said, it is a non-conference game, so if you do happen to lose, it's not the end of the world, but all things clicking for Boise State. What, 5 conference games left as they try to get back to the first Mountain West Championship game? They control their own destiny, and obviously the November 2nd matchup with Colorado State will get them back into conference play, but should be a lot of fun Friday night in Provo, BYU and Boise State. Grant Hedrick will make his first start as a Boise State Bronco. Appreciate John Mallory of ESPN Boise for joining us. Check out his show 2 to 5 weekdays on 96.5 FM, 7:30 AM, ESPN Boise. I'm BJ Arians. Check out our coverage at idahopress.com and in the Idaho Press Tribune. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.